Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Bond. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Alley reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente strikes out. 1 out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verdon. The throw from Brand and he is out, Lillis applying the tag. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gaines for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bond strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Brand moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a fly ball into right field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Brand and he is out, Lillis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gaines moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bailey. Bond moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Bond moves to third. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bond scores. May moves to second. It's 4-2, Pirates. Jim Wynn pinch hits for Bob Bruce. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. May moves to third. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Alley reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alley moves to third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a pop-up towards the mound. Raymond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing third base. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verdon strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bond strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.